Shalom and welcome to Sem Torah for Sfirat HaOmer. The Torah in Parshat Emor, Sefer Vayikra, Perek Chaf Gimel, tells us the mitzvah to count the days beginning from when the Korban Omer was brought all the way to Chag HaShavuot. Beginning with Pasuk Tet, again, it's Vayikra Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Tet. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor. Daber el bnei Yisrael v'amarta alayhem, ki tavou el haaret asher ani noten lachem, uktzartem et ktzira, vahavetem et omer reishit ktzirchem el hakohen, vehinif et haomer lifnei Hashem lirtzonchem, mimocharat ha-shabbat, yinifenu hakohen, etc. There is a mitzvah for the tzibur to bring a korban made of barley. We have very few korbanot that are made from barley. Barley is considered animal food. And there is an idea, of course, not exactly related to the Sem Torah, that we, when we left Mitzrayim, we were on the level of animals, on the 49th level of Tumah, and we need to work our way out from that low level all the way until Shavuot, 49 days later, where we bring Shtei HaLechem from wheat, which is human food. But we do begin the counting with the Korban Omer that was brought from barley. Another Korban, for example, brought from barley is the Korban Sota. The Korban that the Sota brings is also made from barley. She also acted like an animal, so she brings a Korban fitting, so to speak, for an animal. But anyway, we have this mitzvah min HaTorah to count from the day that we bring the Korban Omer all the way to Shavuot. Now, it happens to be a very interesting phenomenon that happened in the Beit HaMikdash, specifically the second Beit HaMikdash. The Chachamim, the Prushim, in the second Beit HaMikdash were extremely concerned with the Tzdukim and the Baitusim infiltrating the Beit HaMikdash, infiltrating the Avodah. Tosfot Yom Tov and others in Menachot assume that Tzdukim and Baitusim actually started separately. Students of Antigonos Ishsocho, but eventually merged. There's also a disagreement among historians about whether they were precursors to the Karaites, who emerged centuries later, or were the Karaites a new sect. But be that as it may, for our discussion, that Tzdukim, Baitusim, and also the Karaites are all sects of Judaism which completely do not believe in Torah Shebaal Peh. Everything that's written in Tanakh, as they understand it, they follow. Anything that comes from Torah Shebaal Peh, they do not. And the Chachamim, in the days of the second Beit HaMikdash, were extremely nervous that the Tzdukim and Baitusim, who were very powerful and wealthy and influential, would make their way into the Avodah. And there's many examples of what Chazal did on Yom Kippur, on Sukkot, to make sure that these Tzdukim did not enter the Avodah of the Beit HaMikdash. This nervousness of the Prushim, this nervousness of wanting to preserve Torah Shebaal Peh in the Avodah and the Mikdash and throughout the Torah is seen very starkly in the Avodah of the Korban Omer. Just a few examples. So first example comes from the 10th Perek in Masechet Menachot. It's a Mishnah. Mishnah in the 10th Perek, the first Mishnah. There's a machloket between Rabbi Yishmael and the Chachamim as to how to bring the Korban. It's important to know that the words, the psukim, that tell us when to bring the Korban Omer was the subject of intense debate between the Chazal and the Baitusim. The Torah, as we just read, said, "Vehinif et haomer lifnei Hashem lirtzonchem mimacharat hashabbat." You have to wave the Korban Omer before Hashem mimacharat hashabbat. Literally, that means on the day after Shabbos. So what did the Baitusim do? The Baitusim said, "I don't care when Pesach falls out. It could fall out on a Sunday, on a Monday, on a Tuesday, whatever it is. The Korban Omer is brought on Motzei Shabbos. Mimrachat HaShabbat." That's what the Pasuk says. Chazal, however, explain through the Torah Shebaal Peh in excruciating detail that Mimacharat HaShabbat does not mean on the day after Shabbos, but it means on the day after Pesach. And that is what we do. If Pesach falls out on a Sunday, let's say Saturday night, Sunday, we bring the Omer on the next day, on Monday. If Pesach falls out on a Monday, we bring the Omer on Tuesday, etc. Even if Pesach falls out on a Friday, which means Motzei, the first day, is Friday night, we say we bring the Korban Omer on Shabbos. And that's the subject of the first Mishnah in the 10th Perek of Masechet Menachot. Chazal say we bring the Korban on the day after Pesach, no question about it. The question is, when we do bring the Korban on Shabbos, on Shabbos, is there a difference in the way the Korban is brought? Rabbi Shmuel says yes. Rabbi Shmuel says normally we have to cut enough barley to make 5 se'ah, depending on who you hold like. That's anywhere between 40 and 70 liters of barley. I'm sorry, anywhere between 25 and 43 liters of barley. And the Chachamim say no, absolutely not. Even though it's Shabbos, we will cut the 5 se'ah. Again, between 40 and 70 liters of barley. Even though it's Shabbos, we're not going to minimize our malacha on Shabbos, because it's not a malacha. To bring the Omer is Doche Shabbos. That's one example. Another example is the continuation of the same Mishnah. There's a machlokas again between Rabbi Chananya, Sgana Kohanim, and the Chachamim as to how to bring the Korban. Everybody holds that during the week there are a number of people, 3 to be exact, who cut the barley, and 3 boxes that the barley is put in, and 3 knives that are used to cut the barley. But Rabbi Chananya, Sgana Kohanim, says on Shabbos, I want to minimize the malacha, and we should only do 1 person cutting with 1 knife and putting it into 1 box. And the Chachamim say, absolutely not. When we bring the Korban Omer on Shabbos, Torah Shebal Peh, the Torah reigns supreme. And we are going to bring the Korban as regular, as usual. And the Bartanura there says, Lefarsem Hadavar. Shektzirata Omer b'motzaei chamisha asar b'nisan, even if it's on Shabbos. And so again, we bring the Korban in the exact same way. The Korban Omer, we cut it in the exact same way that we would cut it if it wasn't Shabbos. I'll give you one more example, which is the most blatant example of what we do to publicize and tell the world that we listen to Torah Shebal Peh. And the Korban Omer is cut on Friday night and brought on Shabbos. It's the third Mishnah in the 10th Perek of Masechet Menachot. And what the Mishnah tells us is that, I'll skip a little bit in the middle of the Mishnah, but that people from around the field where the barley is going to be cut, they all come around, and they come and they gather, and they watch the cutting. And again, we could be talking about Friday night here. Friday night. The Mishnah says, Kevan shechashcha omer lahem ba shemesh, 3 times. The gabbai of the Kohanim says out loud, has the sun set? And they say yes. Has the sun set? And they say yes. Has the sun set? And they say yes. And then the gabbai says, should I cut with this sickle? And they say yes. And again, loud and clear, should I cut? We're cutting barley on Shabbos. He says, should I cut with this? Yes. Should I cut with this? Yes. And they say out loud again, should I cut on Shabbos? And they say yes. This is the Mishnah in Menachot, Perek Yud, Mishnah Gimel. And again, should I cut on Shabbos? Yes. Should I cut on Shabbos? Yes. And one last time, they again, each thing, should I do this? Yes. Should I do this? Yes. And the Mishnah says, V'chol kach lama? And why? Should I make such a big fuss? Says the Mishnah, Mipnei habaitusim, shehayu omrim, ein katsira ta'omer b'motza'ei yom tov. The baitusim said, there is no, we don't cut the omer, stam on a regular end of Yontif. What we do is we cut the Omer on Motzei Shabbos, they say. And we say, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely not. That is not true, says the Tzdukim, says the Prushim. We cut the Omer mimacharat Shabbat, as the Torah Shabbal Peh tells us, on Motzei Pesach, even if it's Friday night, and then we bring it even though it's Shabbos. What is this argument about? What is the message behind this argument? Okay, we have a general argument between the Baitusim, the Tzdukim, the Karaites, and the Prushim and Chazal. We believe with the bottom of our hearts that the Torah includes not only Torah Shebichtav, but also Torah Shebal Peh, and they believe not. And we see this machloket throughout the Torah. But what is the message of this machloket? Rav Kook, as quoted in a sefer called Ma'amarei HaRe'aya, in an article called Yom HaBikurim Zman Matan Toratenu. It's on page 179 and page 180. Says Rav Kook the following. He begins his explanation by saying that farming, working the land, is for other nations a way to make money. He says it's hinei etzel kol ha'amim hirak goreim kalkali ragil. It's a way to make money. It's an economic necessity. I need to feed my family. I need to live indoors. I need to make money. One way to do that is to be a farmer. Says Rav Kook, of course, there's nothing wrong with making a living. But you have to understand, for Jews, where our entire life is Kodesh Kadashim, where our land, where the people of Israel, where the land of Israel, and everything we do here, all the values, even agriculture, the lowest of the low, you get your hands dirty, dirt under your fingernails, doesn't matter. Says Rav Kook, for Jews, agriculture, the lowest of the low, becomes absorbed with Kedusha. His language is Gam HaChaklaut Kula, He Svuga Kodesh. Even agriculture can be absorbed with Kedusha. In fact, the Omer, which we just read in Parashat Emor, in Chaf Gimel, Vayikra Chaf Gimel, the Torah calls Reshit Ktzirchem. It's the first things we cut. And says Rav Kook, and we see it in the Halacha, that the Omer rises to such a level, it even takes on the level of a Korban Tzibur. A korban yachid is not docha Shabbos. You can't bring your personal korban on Shabbos, but a public korban, a korban tzibur, you can. And says Rav Kook, agriculture, so to speak, the omer takes on the level of a korban tzibur, and that's why it is docha Shabbos. The Baitusim, who oppose this, they said no. This korban is not docha Shabbos. Says Rav Kook, of course the Baitusim didn't care more about Shabbos and didn't care more about the sanctity of Shabbos more than Chazal. So why did they oppose bringing this Korban on Shabbos, and why were we so for bringing it on Shabbos? Rav Kook explains that the Baitusim had what he calls a Machshevet Ra'al Amuka, a deeply poisonous philosophy. What is this Machshevet Ra'al Amuka? What was this deeply poisonous philosophy? Says Rav Kook, that it was the philosophy to separate and to detach the physical world from the spiritual world. We believe that they are connected. We believe that we were placed in this world to be Mekadesh the whole. We believe, as Rav Kook says elsewhere, that there really is, ultimately, no such thing as Kodesh and Chol. Don't we believe that everything comes from God? The Aron Kodesh comes from God. The Lucho come from God. But so do onions growing in the field. So do date trees. Don't they? That also comes from God. And doesn't everything that comes from God have Kedusha? Of course it does. It all comes from how, it all depends on how we look at it, how we treat it, and how we use it. And we were placed in this world to live in this world, to be Mekadesh the whole. The Baitusim says, no, there's two different worlds. There's the secular world that's dirty and disgusting, and you have to run away from it. And we say there's no such thing as dirty and disgusting. It's how you use the world. I can eat in a very disgusting way. I can eat in a very gluttonous way. But I can also eat in a very holy way. I can eat kosher food, and I can make a bracha beforehand, and I can make a bracha afterwards, and I can say divrei Torah during, and I can limit what I eat and how I eat, etc., etc., and think about anything that is, so to speak, secular in the world. That is our philosophy, our hashkafa, is to recognize that everything that is in this world, even the lowly, so to speak, agriculture, can take on, working in the field, literally, can take on Kedusha if we know how to do it, and especially Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. That's where the barley came from, that's where the korban was brought from, especially working the land, raising the economy, living in this world, living in the land of Israel, and being able to uplift the secular, so to speak, in this world, in this land, to the holy. This is what the avoda of the Omer is, and perhaps this is what our avoda is, among others, during Sfirat HaOmer. We count day one, day two, day three, and in reality, today, unfortunately, there is a little bit of a sadness that comes along with Sfirat HaOmer. If we count that today is day 21, or we count that today is day 17, or today is day 35, there's a sadness. And yes, everybody thinks about the sadness of the students of Rabbi Akiva, and of course that was sad. But I'm talking about sadness from the Torah. And the sadness is if today is day 21 of the Omer, or today is today 35 of the Omer, it really happens that 35 days ago we did not bring the Korban Omer. It means we did not have the Beit HaMikdash 35 days ago, or 20 days ago, or 7 days ago, or whatever the day is today of the Omer. We didn't have the Beit HaMikdash. We didn't have the Korban Omer. We didn't have the Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, and Am Yisrael, and Medina Yisrael, to fully, fully recognize that we can take this world and uplift it, rise it higher than what the Malachim are able to do. We don't have that. And perhaps one of the avodot that you and I have to do as we work towards Shavuot and Kabbalat HaTorah, perhaps one of our avodot is to recognize what this world is, how we can raise this world up to a level of Kedusha that is befitting Emir Tzashem, the building of the Beit HaMikdash, b'mehera v'yameinu. Have a Chag Sameach and a Shabbat Shalom, everybody.